Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BT Singer, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, John West Shoes, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Wednesday, January 11th edition of Talking Heads is on, and popping your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this hump day edition. And listen, we got lots to talk about. It's an open line Wednesday, and we got lots to address. All right, now, here's how you get it in. Here's how you get it on. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? And, of course, stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. Like I said, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Now, before we start the conversation today and open up the phone lines, and like I said, we got lots to talk about. Lots. Coming in off majority rule. And hope you enjoyed your holiday, by the way. But before we get to that, like I said, I got to make sure your mind's in a good place. So I got your brain teas up for grabs. Of course, you know what we're playing for. Playing for Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs, KFC $5 fill-ups, lunch at dinner, and of course, Joker's Wild Party Passes. Fully loaded, all right? All you got to do is answer my brain teaser. Okay, wow. Okay. Wow, wow, wow. These are some good ones. These are some really good ones. Today? Okay. All right. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians. All right. 65% out of 100 Bahamians surveyed, 50 men, 50 women, 65 out of 100 said they would support this as the new national dish. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, survey revealed that 65% or 65 out of 100 said they would support this as their new national food. What is it that they would support? What is 65% or 65 out of 100 Bahamians say they would support as the new national food of the Bahamas? First of all, what is the original national food of the Bahamas? Hey, y'all done off and running. So you got between now and the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. You know how to get your answers in. I await. All right. So, here we go. This could be a good one. Let's slide into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations of Fine Threads. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. And both of those locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, both are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. All right? All right. Here we go. And everybody knows. You know, we're checking out the headliners, was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. But everybody knows what the main headline was going to be today. Whew! Dame Marguerite hits out at the PLP. And, you know, story by Travis Cartwright Cowan, our news editor at the Guardian. I think he's being nice by saying hits out. I think more like lambaste, blast, body slam, verbally murked. Yeah. Former Governor General suggests party using Pinden's legacy selfishly. In comments that proved hugely controversial and were widely shared on social media yesterday, former Governor General Dame Marguerite Pinden accused the Progressive Liberal Party, the PLP, of using her late husband's memory and legacy for its own benefit. Following an ecumenical service at St. Angus Anglican Church marking the 56th anniversary of majority rule, some attendees marched on the onto the mausoleum of former Prime Minister Sir Lyndon Pinden. Now, as she stood next to his mausoleum, Dame Marguerite said, "Before this, whatever it is, gets underway, let me set the record straight. There was a man called Lyndon Pinden who walked, thought know a thing about South Andras until I had to go and tell the people he was coming to run against Cyril Stevenson. If we hadn't put Pinden there, Stevenson would have won." PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell, who was standing behind her, walked up and patted her elbow, but Dame Marguerite didn't flinch and kept talking. Now, we all saw it. Now, you know what's coming up in the buzz. So let me know your comments on this, all right? Let me know. Because there's a lot wavering and a lot circulating on this, okay? But again, we'll deal with this coming up in short order in the buzz. And of course, once again, the PLP chairman, an MP for Fox Hill, is drowning again, once again, in his hypocrisy. I'll tell you that much. Country has suffered at the hands of gravelicious leaders. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. Anglican Archdeacon, Archdeacon Keith Cartwright, rector of St. Angus Anglican Church, delivers the sermon during the majority rule church service yesterday. And too many gravelicious leaders. Our national leaders ought to set the example in the church and in the state, he said, in every aspect of example. Speaking of that service, as you all know, Reverend C.B. Moss suffered in a medical incident. And he's now in ICU after collapsing at the majority rule service. Prominent Bahamian pastor and community activist Reverend C.B. Moss was late last night in the intensive care unit at Doctors Hospital after collapse during the majority rule ecumenical service at St. Anglican's Anglican Church yesterday. It's part of the procession to start the service. Now, we've all seen the video go viral. And again, once again, it's more tasteless sharing and circulation of, for lack of a better word, personal, private moments. People are going through something. Do you think they want to see loved ones all over the place having their moment and suffering in a potential life and death situation? We're far too, you know, thirsty for sensationalism and these kind of shocking videos. Sometimes we need to think before we share. Now, I will say, with the same fervor that you shared the video of Reverend Moss in distress and collapsing, put a prayer up for that man. He's done so much for this community as an activist, feeding the hungry, counseling, many, many fields. That he spread the gospel and ministered to people. And ministered to people, really. With the same fervor that you circulated that video, put a prayer up for that man. All right, let's check out some of the text. "Great show, Naughty. As usual, I like the PLP party and what they stand for, but if I'm a part of an organization, I ain't going by no graveyard." Great. "Lady Pinden should have pinched pick a switch." "Good day. Mrs. Pinden was upset because her name was not on the list." As she should be. If you're going to use one of my family members passing to continue to promote a legacy of a party that he helped build and lead to success and lead to victory at the polls, then yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, there's protocol and all of this, all right? There's decorum and there's diplomacy. And I don't think that was totally exercised. But we'll talk about that in the buzz coming up. Naughty, the PIP need to give that graveyard a break. Well, I can get to these texts in a second when we get to the buzz. But I see where y'all are going with this. And as far as that replacement national dish, none of y'all are close. Now, here's two headlines that have got me absolutely sick and sickened. Mother of six accused of child cruelty. Story by Artesia Davis. A magistrate on Monday set bail at $5,000 for a mother of six who was accused of leaving her minor children home alone. Crazy. Who does that? Police report sexual assault of girl 14. This is another incident. Police were searching yesterday for a male who reportedly sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl at her residence in Eastern New Providence. The incident reportedly occurred between Monday, January 2nd and Sunday, January 8th. Police provided no further information on the matter. In a separate incident, police previously reported that a female was sexually assaulted during a burglary in Southern New Providence early Sunday. Shortly after 5 a.m., three males armed with firearms entered the Marshall Road home, which was occupied by a male and a female and another family member, police said. The men reportedly tied up the occupants of the home, sexually assaulted the woman before fleeing. All right. All right. Looks like we cooking the gas there with some of these answers. We'll see. All right. So let me slide out of the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Okay? Now, John's has new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday. All right? Ladies, that's for you. They got the fast fashions going on, the workwear with all the accessories to match, a large selection for men, women, and children, men, women, and children, formal, casual, athletic, okay? Also got small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations. So be sure to check them, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, let's slide into the buzz. And you know we're buzzing about the whole situation with Lady Penland. And the whole situation with PLP chairman and MP for Fox Hill, Mr. Fred Mitchell. Now, I'll be honest with you. First and foremost, as the chief diplomat in this country, as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, if there's one thing Mr. Mitchell should know is protocol and diplomacy. Agreed? Agreed. Now, with that being said, we all saw the incident yesterday. Now, let's look at some of the comments coming in, okay, and go from there. I want a broad scope on all this. I'm talking heads and saying. Naughty Fred Mitchell is too small-minded, too petty, spiteful, and vindictive, and we are tired of him. We salute Lady Penland and thank God for her. Naughty, allegedly some foreign tire dealers ripping off customers by putting smaller tires into bigger ones. When containers are checked, the officer only sees one tire. All right, but do I do diligence or not? If you have any proof of that, though, send me some photos and we can get on it. Now, here's my situation. Here's the problem I had with this. If you look at it, I don't care what anybody says. You always remember. All right? Where you came from. If you don't know your past, you will never know your future. Okay? And I find it very disingenuous. Okay? I find it, you know, and a lot of, or here's one, Naughty Fred was very disrespectful to Lady Penland. He knew what he was doing for years. Lady Penland had enough. Like she said, she won't let him cheapen her husband's legacy. He must apologize to her publicly. And when you look at the program, order of service, moderator, Senator Barry Griffin, prayer, national anthem, everyone, welcome, Tyrese Swain, remarks, Honorable Frederick A. Mitchell, Chairman, Progressive Liberal Party, remarks, Honorable I. Chester Cooper, Deputy Prime Minister, deputy leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. Introduction of the Prime Minister, K. Reeva Rowell. Remarks, Honorable Philip Brave Davis, QC. Well, now it should be KC. Yeah, make the correction, because the Queen is dead. There you go. What a typo. An MP, Prime Minister, leader, Progressive Liberal Party. Laying of the Reef, recessional hymns, How Great Thou Art. And there's a mention of Lady Pindling. And let's be honest. PRP Chairman, Mr. Fred Mitchell, who should relinquish that chairmanship post since he's the MP for Fox Hill. I don't know how you could wear those two hats at the same time. But nonetheless, let's proceed with the issue at hand. Way out of line. You print up a program like this, it's already disrespectful. No mention of Lady Pindling. She should have been invited. Period. And let's be honest. Mr. Mitchell has tried to make this all about him for the last several years on this day, which is very hypocritical. Now, let's be real, and I'll tell you why. Mr. Mitchell has displayed political babbitry over the years. He was a PRP member. Then he was with the Vanguard. He burnt the Constitution, sent the ashes to Selinden, became a senator under the FNM, rejoined the PRP. All chasing that Prime Minister goalpost. My question is, Mr. Mitchell, when are you going to give up the ghost on that? You've been chasing it for almost 50, 60 years. You're a septuagenarian now. You've been chasing it for at least 50. What's the deal? I mean, they say when you repeat something over and over and over with the same results, that's a sign of lunacy. So I find it very hypocritical that you even try to hijack the legacy of Selinden to push a holiday that we all know that the PRP has claimed for theirs from time immemorial. But how'd you get to claim it? Off the backs and the shoulders and the blood, sweat, and tears of the likes of Mr. and Mrs. Austin Linden and Lady Pindling. To name a few. But you do not disrespect their legacy. No, sir. Lady Pindling is a national treasure. Politically, take all the politics out of it. What she's seen in this country and the historical changes that she's witnessed and been a part of makes her a national treasure. Now, we all know Mr. Mitchell had brief with Mr. Pindling and vice versa. I guess Mr. Pindling used to call him on his BS early. But to do this right now is ridiculous. It shows no couth, no decorum. It's totally ridiculous. And it looks like the PRP party has tried to hijack the legacy of Selinden for their own personal gain. I want to tell you all something. You all haven't done a great job out of the gate. No matter how much you latch on to Mr. Pindling's legacy, that can't save this administration. Okay? Now, the fact, and again, the hypocrisy of Mr. Mitchell, he's drowning in it based on that. Now, the audacity for him not to apologize and then to insinuate that Lady Pindling was getting older, like having a senior moment. Mr. Mitchell, you're a septuagenarian. You're having senior moments too. Wakey, wakey. You, sir, too, are in that category that you're very critical of. And as a matter of fact, Lady Pindling seems to be way more sound mentally than you are. Since you throw in stones. And again, take the politics out of it. Yes, you could say the Pindlings have a great legacy and benefited off this country. You could say that. But this country has benefited off their efforts as well, too. So in this regard, you take the politics out of it and you look at it for what it is. That is a living member of society, a living member of history. Hey, if that's Sparky, I want to talk to Sparky today because I ain't trying to hear Sparky's one-sided trying to defend the indefensible because Bravesy boy. So if that's Sparky, tell him call me tomorrow. Because I done heard him running on. He's still my boy, though. But then, you know, when you got limited time, you don't want to defend the indefensible with bad BS. Not that all your BS is bad, Sparky, but I heard you, and ain't for that. That voice, no, mm-mm. Ain't feeling you. Now, let me check some of the texts going on here. That's why you all look like you all fat, I tell you. Naughty. Good day. Mrs. Pinlin was upset because her name was not on the list. You're right about Fred Mitchell. He is ridiculous, and he has yet to apologize to Lady Pinlin publicly. Naughty. For Mr. Mitchell to become prime minister, he needs to find a Mrs. Mitchell first. Boy, you all Texas on point today, eh? Naughty allegedly some, like Lincoln Benton said on Steve's show, Naughty, Fred too womanish. But yeah, Lincoln too Pinocchio-ish. So, who's worse? Naughty, we love what Lady Pinlin told them. She said they know just how she goes. She doesn't take foolishness. And to be honest, Brave Davis turned out to be a big disappointment or failure. Nothing but a disgrace. He just sat there. Wow, how y'all really feel, Texas? Naughty, stay out of the graveyard visiting bones and dust and go seek the living God. They trying to resurrect him, mate. Wow, y'all. Man, oh, man. Let's go to the phone line. This Sparky? All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Superman, Naughty. This Tiger Boy.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool. The last time we bucked by on the Paradise Island, you know, you was cool.
Yeah, I know.
You're putting on some weight.
You're CRI guys. You're trying to stick me up, man. But you know me, I...
Hey,
if the PLP and the FNM couldn't get me angle at the COI, give me, I'd just reach.
At least he eats the pork now. You know, you put a little meat.
No, fish on my dish, no pork on my fork. What's going on, man?
Gee, I go to blessed New Year's to you, you know.
Yeah, and all the best to you and yours, man.
Yeah, you see, you're a blessed.
Right, and yours, eh? Yeah, man. I know exactly who that is, too. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, I guess Lil Drippy want a birthday shout out, eh? So happy birthday to the Drip Meister. It's Daddy White's birthday today, man. So happy birthday to Daddy White, eh? Box it in and play it in the island game. That might be our numbers for the day. But anyway, again, it's further proof that this country has no respect for the youth. Look at the highlights today. Mother of six accused of child cruelty. Police report sexual assault the girl 14. And then you see Mr. Mitchell and his lack of respect for one of our golden pearls. Like, listen, I remember something. And you got to look at it like this. It's not a new generation PLP. It is the PLP. It is from whence you came to where you were at and to where you're going. All under one umbrella. And I remember there were Dallas Cowboy fans that were totally disgruntled with this organization and just started pulling from a distance or stopped pulling when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys and fired off course. Okay? Yes, Landry benefited from the Cowboys. Yes, Landry won Super Bowls with the Cowboys. Yes, Landry's teams weren't that good the last 3-4 years he coached. But you don't do the man like that. It's the same way. You don't do Lady Pinlin like that. Especially if you're a PLP. But then again, Mr. Mitchell's PLP pedigree can come into question since he exhibited such political babbitry before, bouncing from pillar to post, chasing a dream, his dream. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Marty, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Graham? Happy New Year and all that good stuff, man.
Back at you. You know, we keep fixating on these super important critical issues while missing the little insignificant issues like cost of electricity, cost of food, and some of the things that are going to bite us in our backside by March. And while these are so important, I can't seem to understand why we're not worrying about feeding ourselves and keeping the lights on. Are we that rich that we could just focus on these other important issues?
I think...
Are the real issues important and we're being distracted with other things?
Graham, there's a lot of distractions going on out there because, you know, there was the whole FTX situation, SBF situation. That's still going on globally. But we're trying to let it slip to the back page. Cost of living, like you said, that needs to be at the forefront. The fact that we need to feed ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to go green and get off of fossil fuels.
You know,
we don't have that conversation because we cannot get into that, even though a lot of those things were promised on the campaign trail, because halfway through, we get caught up on the distractions.
Yes.
And the piss-poor governance of our administrations, past and present.
But, yeah, I mean, since I could remember for the last 50 years, we've just been trying to distract our people, going from pillar to post with distractions. It's not about one government, because they all do it. And they miss out. Let me tell you, this is the 50th year of independence, Naughty. What city have we built? We destroyed one. We let one just go to ruin in Freeport. I mean, that's
another one is borderline there in Abaco, and they ain't trying to pump life back in there. So, yeah.
So we've had both governments. So let's not pick on any one person, even though, you know, you might pick on one, I might pick on one. Let's get beyond that.
I like to pick on all two when they deserve it.
Yeah. What city have we built? What hospital have we built? What airport have we built? You see, that's a pathetic crying shame, because I could break ground tomorrow morning and have, within 2 years, a whole hospital built. I could even take a mall in the middle of this island and retrofit it to be the world-class hospital two-story. What have we done in 50 years? Honestly, we got a defense force, right?
Right.
We built some schools.
That means sinking our own boats, yeah.
Yeah, well, that $220 million in boats, that goes right along with the $17 million in drones. But let's not fixate. I need to know what I can be proud of as a Bahamian, right? We've not dealt with immigration with any serious degree. Instead, we've let people walk over us. And, you know, the solution is simple. We don't play. We know that from our own SS Flamingo. Rest in peace. So if we partnered with Cuba, give them $1 million a year, it'd be cheaper than $220 million and $17 million. And believe me, that's a nation know how to not let people just come cross their border. So we're joking.
No, you can call me tomorrow. We can pick up on these topics, Graham. We can finish conversation. As a matter of fact, I'm at Duncan East Street South tomorrow. Meet me there at 4 o'clock. We'll do the show on it tomorrow.
We should. On what we should be proud of after 50 years. That's what I want to hear from.
All right. You come up on what we should be proud of, and I'll come up on what we should hang our shame in, head and shame in. All right? And that's the show. Coffee on me tomorrow, Duncan East Street South, all right?
What?
I got you covered, man. Duncan can done. You know how we do it. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, aging stage is code for old and senile. Mitchell was way out of order, as per usual. Naughty, superwash, does have trolleys when homie in power. Need trolleys on call, Michael. Ah, what y'all saying? You're missing the Aguilé. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, caller, I see you. I get to you right on the flip side of the break. All right? And then we'll get into the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And I'll get you ready for Cuban Willie's immigration report at the bottom of the hour. That's all coming up as the Wednesday, January 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Thank great fidelity, good for you and me. It means a lot to own a lot in paradise. We have beautiful islands for you to choose. Come and get advice to live in paradise. Lot loans with fidelity, we're good for you.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius!
Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also a guarantee to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Julio Cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You got the bucket.
Now, Bucket. You's my boy, but Bucket, you need to behave yourself. I ain't gonna let you come on here today spouting off like that voice note you had circulating yesterday. Now, if you promise me you can behave, everything cool. But I on that voice note, but I heard yesterday. I was very shocked. I say Sparky must have been on 4 brown bottles yesterday. So what we got, Sparky?
Orange juice and water.
Orange juice and water. Anyway, I believe something in a white bottle with a red cap on it.
Orange juice. Put water too, unless you put something in the pipes.
But I've wasted. But I was popping yesterday. I said, Jesus, man, Sparky, man, listen, I know. Now, Sparky, Brave is your boy. We all know that. You know, we used to be Brave. But you notice Brave ain't said nothing on this, right? You shouldn't say nothing either, because Mitchell way out of line. Mitchell's strong and wrong.
Yeah, but you see, let me tell you something, Naughty. I looked at that yesterday, and you know, I was down and bad. I was in the house. I didn't go out the gate yesterday. I just was in here, just chilling on the holiday, and I watched that service at the church. I saw C.B. Moss crumble, and I just saw C.B. Moss crumble days ago.
Uh-huh.
I saw when he crumbled, but I didn't realize that was him. But I actually saw him crumble because the camera was there watching it. But when it got to that, you know, I saw a motorcade going down Meeting Street and all that kind of stuff. Darrell Miller came on TV. Everything was popping, and then all of a sudden this argument come up. And, you know, and I said to myself, yesterday was a people's day, not to me. It was a people's day, not a political party day. It was the Bahamians' day. The majority rule day, where our people finally came to start running their own country. At least that's where they started. And for that fiasco to happen yesterday like that, on national TV and all over social media, I mean, I don't know who to say what, but I know one thing I would like to publicly say from my mind. See, I'm a person, Naughty, I don't love from the heart. The heart is the organ that pumps blood. I think my mind, my brain is my central nervous system. My brain controls my whole body. So I love and I think for my brain. And I would say, my voice goes out, Miss Pinlin, I could say Sparky from Sparky, we the Bahamian people love you. We love the Pinlin family from Obie, Michelle, everybody right now. You've been our family from I was a youngster. You were there in the beginning, distilling and them. I think the country has honored you well. We even took you for being our first lady. We was there at your husband's funeral. We put you to the top post in this country, Governor General, second in line only to the Queen and the King.
Right. So my program yesterday, as they once again piggyback off her husband's legacy to promote party.
Yeah, but see what I'm saying is, when it comes to this National Heroes Day and this majority rule today, I think that thing about the graveyard should not be implemented in that thing.
Well, you know who've been piggybacking that first on person again for years, your chairman, Mr. Mitchell, who should only be the MP for Fox Hill, because I don't know how you could wear two hats at the same time. Part of chairman and MP.
Donnie, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think if they want to know and visit Mr. Pendler's grave on his birthday, and say on his birthday, we'd like everybody to go down and honor and remember Sir Linda Tilden on his birthday and the family, that everybody go down there. But when it comes to a national holiday, and we pick it out only one person, because remember, I honor people like Sir Adriana too. That's a good brother.
All right, but Bobby, let me ask you this, though. And those men deserve the kudos that you're going to put on them, especially Mr. Hanna, especially Mr. Folks. But I want to ask you this, because you always talk history. You talk history of the John Canoe, talk history of politics, you talk history of sports. You might like resident historian. All right? I just want to backtrack on something here to show how hypocritical your chairman is and your MP for Fox Hill is. Now, I remember he started off in the PRP, correct? Did he not make a mission out to the Vanguard Party and burn a sunken constitution? Did he mail the ashes to Sir Linden?
I really don't remember him.
And then he became an F&M senator?
Hold on for a minute. I want you to keep carrying on.
And back to the PLP. I just want to find out. I want to make sure, because I know you witnessed it. So I know you know.
Okay. I don't personally remember him being in the Vanguard. I remember him going in the Senate as an F&M. I know growing up in the Valley, he was always with the PLP, Funky DeMarit, Perry Christie, all of them down in the Valley, Dr. Off and all of them around that the early time in his life that he came out of St. Augustine's High School.
Right.
They call it St. Augustine College, they call it St. Augustine's High School.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I know him to be a predominantly PLP. Now, I know because I had a discussion with him one time, he was giving me a ride. His goal was to become the Prime Minister United of the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
That is, I don't know if it still is, but
it's
I don't know.
It's obvious it still is, but he
need
to give up the ghost on that over and over and over the same, maybe the same results. He got a lot of lunacy. But anyway.
To me, I don't see that happening as long as I alive. But
Sparky, when you talk about predominantly, no, you can't leave the reservation and come back. Either use a PLP or use a political Babbitt. And I think he's a political Babbitt because he left the reservation, had on multiple party colors, chasing that dream, as you were talking about, to be PM one day, futilely, aimlessly, and here we are. Lady Pilden becomes collateral damage in the process, which I think is utterly disgusting and disgraceful.
Right, I agree with you, but you know what they always said about politics? In politics, you have strange bedfellows.
Yeah, boy, yeah, Mr. Mitchell is one of them strange bedfellows, all right, boy, pun intended.
But they got some funny terminologies when they refer to politicians. Strange bedfellows is one of them. You could be a PLP today, and you'd be throwing rock back at the PLP the next day and become an F&M.
Yeah, they got another one about politicians saying they'd be joined at the hip and all kind of, you know, their business dealings would be so tight, you know?
Fella, who was a big-time F&M, when they was going inside the cemetery yard, was like an usher boy for the PLP. He used to be an F&M. Used to be set up the stage and everything with the F&M having their rallies and everything.
Further proof that political babbitry is still alive and well in this country.
I think we have served, and the Pendleton family has served the Bahamian people well. But I think now, for the sake, before I go, I know it's been long. People like A.D. Hannah, they did their work and they went into the pasture and they retired. Some awesome folks. Cecil Wallace Whitfield, Ivy Dumont, all of those, when they retired, they went away. Miss Pendleton still seemed to hang around, around St. Agnes Church, different functions and everything. I think we have served her, showed her that we love her. She got some pension. She got Mr. Pittman pension. The children, everybody, we respected them all their lives.
And until she no longer exists on this planet, we give her the honor and respect she deserves as our first lady.
I think she deserves all of that.
First. All right, office of the spouse, since they want to make it cute nowadays and give it a name. And she runs circles around every one of them, and I mean that with no disrespect intended to any one of those great women. But yes, I will say she is the benchmark. She is the standard. She is the watermark when it comes to being the first lady in this country or the wife of the prime minister. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Nobody did it like her. Nobody.
Yes, to me, there's nobody who sat in the office of governor generals with the poise and the quorum as Lady Pittman.
Sparky, my producer, tell me I got to get to the break, and I'll be honest with you. I think you've done a good enough job today making up for that voice note yesterday. You still my boy. You still could call the show. I still got love for you. But your chairman need to do better, bro. Need to do better. Know better and do better. All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up and get you into the news. But listen, how are y'all? All my texters, all my callers. And congratulations to Dorothy. She is my winner of the trivia. It was corned beef and white rice, and she was the first one to get it in. So those of you who said corned beef and white rice and loose corn, you all came after Dorothy, okay? And Dorothy is my winner, and she's got the fully loaded ensemble. $5 filler from KFC Nassau. All right, Dunkin' Donuts coffee mug. Lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. And, of course, you can also get your jokers while party passes. All right? Let me check out a couple of these texts real quick. Naughty, Mrs. Pendon has an obvious ego problem. I appreciate her contribution, but she needs to learn how to chill out in the background. Fred Mitchell is no better, though. He needs to learn how to chill, too. Naughty, Lady P is queen of the PRP. She's actually queen of this country. Here's another one. Yeah. Listen, for you all telling me corned beef and white rice should be fire engine, now you're all running out. You're all running right out. Anyway, I go wait on you all to get it right while I wait for Fred Mitchell to apologize to Lady P. We'll pick it up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Licking paid merchant service, buying fidelity. Accepted credit and debit card, that's the way it should be. Mobile in fixed terminal and online banking too. E-commerce and pay button is waiting for you. Fidelity, Fidelity, Fidelity. Be good for you.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Young cars, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, January 11th edition continues right now. 5:06 p.m. is the time. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Before we get into the sports, I got a little FYI for you. All right. Nassau John West is here to put shoes on your feet. They've got family's feet covered for every occasion. All right. Check out the large variety of women's, men's, and kids' wear. All right. And men's sneakers and safety boots available now as well. Now open in the Carmichael City Shopping Center behind Wendy's. Give them a call today, 820-9715. Let them put shoes on your feet today. That's the crew over there at John West. John West Shoes. All right. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, why these people don't let Pimden RIP? Every year they trumpet in through the graveyard and disturbing the dead. Erect a statue or something and leave them dead people alone. Naughty, Lady Pinden shouldn't let Fred get away with that. He needs to apologize to her. I don't like how he disrespected her, and the PM is letting it slide. I don't like that either. Naughty, Fred was a PLP, and he left and formed the PDF party. After that, Mr. Ingram made him a senator of the FNM. Fred allegedly had a problem with Pinden's style on governance. Okay. But good stuff, good first hour, man. Y'all chimed in well. Called in, texted in. Good stuff. I was fired up on that one. Let's get up in today in sports, though. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. It just kicked off. So if you're in the West or you're heading West, stop on off out there at the 04 Chopping Plaza. Well worth the trip to Naughty Johnny's. Great cocktails, great menu. Give them a call, see what they got going on. 377-7776. All right, today in sports history, on this day, 1953, J. Edgar Hoover declined a six-figure offer to be the president of the International Boxing Club. 1970, Billy Casper became the second golfer in history to top the $1 million mark in career earnings when he won the Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament. 1973, owners of the American League baseball teams voted to adopt the designated hitter rule on a trial basis. 1976, Dorothy Hamill won her third consecutive national figure skating championship. 1976, the Soviet Olympic team walked off the ice in protest to the rough tactics of the Philadelphia Flyers. 1995, NHL owners and players ended a 103-day lockout. It was announced that the regular season would be reduced to 48 games and would start January 20th. 2002, Muhammad Ali received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 2007, it was announced that David Beckham had signed a five-year, $250 million contract with the Los Angeles Galaxy. 2000, steroids on and off for nearly a decade. The time frame including the 1998 season when he broke the then single-season home run record. 2014, arbitrator Frederick Horwitz reduced Alex Rodriguez's New York Yankees drug suspension from 211 to 162 games. So, that's like I said, That's quite a day. Quite a day in sports. You know, you look back, a lot of things popped off in the 70s. But that big suspension from 211 to 162 games, trust me, Yankee Nation breathed a big-time sigh of relief. Yes, indeed. All right. So, we got to look for Pearly chiming in. All right? And, is he chiming in yet, Mr. Producer? He might be in an air fat fryer. So, we need to keep an eye out on Pearly. He might be caught cleaning again, too. So, keep an eye out for him. Because Pearly, I don't know what's going on with Pearly these days. Pearly cooking and cleaning. He's getting domesticated, which is scary. So, you know, let's keep an ear out for Pearly there, Mr. Producer. All right? Now, let me slide from the Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, to the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And that meat whopper is off the chain. You need to check it. And if you haven't, then you should. And they have it plant-based as well. Waiting on your favorite Burger King Nassau location, all right? So, and listen, this internet dipping in and out here today, Mr. Producer, what's going on here? But like I said, we'll slide out of, you know, to the headliners. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, checking out the local sports scene. We got some events popping off. You know, baseball gets underway this weekend. You got the opening ceremonies for Freedom Farm. A couple of games started. And then, of course, the season gets into full swing and into full action next week. All right, with both leagues getting underway. But if you look at local tennis, Holgrave and McTaggart's win tennis titles. Youngest female player won in both female divisions. And the McTaggart brothers dominated. So So there you have it. So local tennis is doing its thing. GSSA basketball gets underway today. After a two-year break, high school basketball is back in the Government Secondary School Sports Association. All right, its 2023 season is underway. We've had over 500 athletes compete in GSSA cross-country meets as well as other meets that were held last term. Shows how much talent we have in our government schools, especially in boys baseball. Sorry, in boys baseball. That's Varel Davis. And that was a quote, obviously, from the GSSA, you know, just touching on the fact that baseball is doing well in school, track and field has done well with the cross country, and of course now basketball getting ready to take off. A total of 10 tie for the to vie for the title of chess champion. Byron Small, Noah Aubrey, Kendrick Knowles, Sean Barker, Curtis Pride Jr., Cecil Monker, Trevor Bridgewater, Dr. Neville Lockhart, and Valentine Cox, all vying for the Bahamas National Chess Championship, which is coming up in short order. So keep your eyes and ears posted on that, because chess is definitely making a big return in the 242. All right. We almost ready to, as a matter of fact, we're looking at basketball. You know, it's going to heat up. Those rivalries are big. And that means you got Hugh Campbell coming up and all that excitement. We'll be getting to a good part of our local sports calendar. Very good portion of it. Now, what are we going to do now? Let's take to the first break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll get back in and we'll start talking who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And, of course, we'll get you ready for my pro picks, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, January 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Clicking, pay, merchant service, buying fidelity. Accepted credit and debit card, that's the way it should be. Mobile in, fixed terminal, and online banking too. E-commerce and pay, button is waiting for you. Fidelity. Fidelity. Fidelity, we good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause ice is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Do all of your banking with Fidelity. Quality service is what they give to you and me. A strong management team is waiting to serve you. Come and bank with Fidelity too. Come do all of your banking with Fidelity. Quality service is what they give to you and me. A strong management team is waiting to serve you. So bank with Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Your cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, January 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:20 p.m. is the time. And let's get up into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check out Tropical Gyros, both locations. All right? Mackie and Rosetta, the flagship store, open until 6. And then, of course, out there at the newest location, JFK R&D Plaza. They're open until 8, or until 7, actually. So be sure to give them a buzz. And like I said, be sure to check them out. Both locations now. Got them in the east and in the west. So you cannot go wrong. Cannot go wrong. All right, let's check out some of the news going on today. Who's in and who's out. And I tell you, we got Ken Hamlin. Ken Hamlin, real inspiration. And he got before the Bills win over the Patriots. And his dad sent him an inspirational text. And here's Hamlin speaking on it.
One of them, I know he won't mind, but he said, he told me, we need you to be the leader for the men. It's time to get back to work and finish the mission. He said, DeMar sacrificed himself to help the team accomplish. It's what he'd want, 10 toes down. And after I read that, I was like, let's get it.
You know? It is so good to hear this young man talking on his own, sitting up. Listen, you know, the team rallied around it, okay? He rallied around it, and that was the text that kind of got him over the hump, especially, you know, coming from his dad, and then, of course, you know, the Bills teammates all saw it, all got involved, and then, you know, the inspiration was there. It was crazy, all right? And I think the Bills are going to make a run dead, all right, to DeMar Hamlin. I think they're going to carry him, you know, as their motivation. Speaking of DeMar Hamlin, he's discharged from the Buffalo Hospital. He's going to continue to rehab at home. He's been discharged from the Buffalo General Medical Center and will continue his rehabilitation at home, the Bills announced on Wednesday. Hamlin was admitted to the facility on Monday after transferring from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he was initially treated following the cardiac arrest he suffered during the Bills' January 2nd game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The 24-year-old Hamlin collapsed to the ground after tackling Bengals receiver T. Higgins and had to be given CPR on the field before being transported to the hospital. Hamlin posted on Twitter after his transfer from the UC Medical Center, "Headed home today to Buffalo with a lot of love on my heart. Watching the world come together around me on Sunday was truly an amazing feeling. The same love you all have shown me is the same love that I plan to put back into the world in and more. Bigger than football." UC Medical Center Dr. William Knight said after Hamlin was transferred to Buffalo, he's doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery. Dr. Tim Pritz, also of the UC Medical Center, said the typical timeline for this type of event is measured in weeks to months. So there is a good chance, with a complete recovery, he could be back in the NFL if he wants to. We'll see how that goes. And now that he's back in Buffalo, he can return home to his family, which is definitely a good thing. And glad to see the ending so far. Definitely, you know, it could have been a lot worse. All right. We have the Cardinals. They're eyeing Sean Payton. Yes, indeed. Yep, Sean Payton is now on the list for the Arizona Cardinals. The Denver Broncos aren't the only ones reportedly interested in potentially hiring Sean Payton as their next head coach. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported Wednesday that the New Orleans Saints provided the Arizona Cardinals permission to interview Peyton. Rappaport noted that the Broncos have also had an interview lined up with the coach, who stepped down from his position with the Saints ahead of the 2022 campaign. The Cardinals, Broncos, or any other team that hires Peyton as its next head coach would need to provide compensation to New Orleans because he still has 2 years left on his previous contract with the NFC South team. He can't formally interview with any team before Tuesday. And by the sound of the bubbling in the background, sounds like the air fryer is going. Is Pearly in the building?
I'm right here, my brother.
Boy, listen, you got to work on your cleaning duties before five, bro.
I'm here.
Yeah, but you can't be dusting at 5:15, bro. And I done got reports. I done got pictures from the hood.
You ain't get no pictures of me dusting no 5:15 today. Maybe you can get pictures of me in the kitchen, but you can get pictures of me in the kitchen.
Oh,
but that's a different story. I in the kitchen.
It looked
day.
Like you was dusting, but that dolphin apron gotta go, bro. That dolphin apron is old and tired. Why don't give me that to put in the bottom of the grill?
I'm not banging an apron.
You wearing a dolphin apron? Stop lying, Pearly.
I'm being very honest. But anyway, since you say that, you go along with it.
Anyhow,
it's a Dan Marino apron. If you really want to know,
okay, it's a Dan Marino apron then. Okay, so I wasn't specific enough or pacific enough. I didn't say. I said dolphin. That didn't cover it. Had to be a Marino apron.
No, Dan Marino number 13, the greatest of all time.
Is it the one with the pockets in it where you can put your grill brush and your grill thing? I'm like my old man got to.
How you know so good?
Oh, God. I swear you all do a DeVito and Schwarzenegger separated dolphin birth. I swear the two of y'all bought the same foolishness. You all got a fat, hungry children you know, without money.
You know, from taking a line from Friday, you know I love your daddy.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. Pearly, Texas, hey, our listeners, a little hot, but you naughty. Hey, I've noticed that lady, in that new lady in Pearly's life has him working late these days with that sack apron on.
You know, don't hate, because you know we got the best results in the Ministry of Education Merit School of Merit Awards. Yes,
okay,
2 years in a row.
Now let me ask you a question.
You shouldn't have said.
No, but here comes one of your former alumni yesterday, though, inserting foot and mouth and sullying the legacy of Lady Pinlin out there on Majority Rule Day. Boy, that's another sock when y'all ain't a claim, right?
We're not all perfect. You know, you do have some spoiled eggs and rotten bananas in the bunch.
Pearly.
And listen.
Pearly, stop it. Know. Stop. Pearly, you don't put me in Joker's Wild Mode, Pearly. Pearly, don't put me in Joker's
Wild Mode.
Don't put me in Joker's Wild Mode, okay?
I got to, man. But you know, I don't play politics on this show. This is strictly squats for me, but. You know how I stand, and you know how I stand with that, but I behind the Pinlin 100%.
But listen, the way I see it is, and I made the analogy earlier, and we'll keep it in a sports analogy now, and we'll get back to what we're talking about, because we got to talk about your quarterback, and not in a bad way, just objectively for what it is going into the game. But I said, I know many loyal Dallas Cowboy fans that were turned off and turned away from the whole Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson era early on because of how they fired. Yeah, Landry wasn't winning the last 4 or 5 years in Dallas, but you look at 22 straight NFC East championships, 22 straight winning seasons, won some Super Bowls in there, you know what I mean? Lost some NFC championship games in there. You don't disrespect that legacy. And he took that team from a startup franchise, an expansion franchise, to where it is, you know what I mean? To where Jerry bought it. And then one
exactly.
In between. So you don't drop trial and crap on that legacy. You don't.
You remember where you came from.
And like I say, as long as Lady Pinlin breathes God's good air and walks on this planet, maximum respect, dude. That's a living piece of history right there. Take politics out of it.
Credit where credit due is. So Lyndon was the incoming premier when Majority Rule came in. He's considered the father of the nation. You at his gravesite. Come on, if that was in the United States, if that was at Martin Luther King event, Mrs. King or one of the children would have been there. If that was John F. Kennedy, one of the Kennedys would have been there. You have to show that respect. Because again, we have to understand and we have to get in our heads, Majority Rule is no longer a political event. It is a bohemian holiday. It is a bohemian legacy. And it has nothing to do with political party you in. And we got to get that out of our heads. And moving right along, what you want to say about Tua now?
No, I got one more thing to say. And then we can get to Tua. You know who politically, this is the last thing I can say. Ed Mitchell just remind me of LeBron James, you know. Always running around chasing something. PLP to the Vanguard or the PDR, whatever that semi-communist party was. Then back to the FNM as a senator, but burnt the Constitution in the meantime and sent the ashes to Mr. Pinland. They're meant to be FNM senator. Then ended up back at the PLP. That don't remind you of LeBron chasing title. It's like him chasing the PM. Sure, that don't remind you of like LeBron chasing title and coming up short.
Blackman went back to Cleveland. He can't come back over here.
Right. And then, you know, kind of the antics too. You know, the petulant little, you know, antics.
I want to stay the sports. I don't want to bring what
I'm We offer now.
So.
But you know, I said jinx.
I know you're a jinx, but don't get me, you know, I made a vow that this show will strictly be sports
okay,
for me.
Beautiful.
No,
so let's talk about your injured quarterback, Mr. Tua.
Yeah, he's not gonna play on Sunday, which breaks my heart.
That's what I'm hearing. Well really.
Yeah, he hasn't passed the protocols, so he's not gonna play. Looks like Skylar Thompson, my namesake, is gonna play. So oh boy. Defense. Let's get it together,
Pearly,
bro.
What I want you to do, right, Pearly? What I want you to do is y'all probably will get to the losers' lounge before the Cowboys. Now, right now, I don't know where we at right now because I feel that we could beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but with all this press going on and this Brady brainwash, I don't know how my boys could show up one way or another. So if we happen to go out early like you guys, some Jack Daniels in the losers' lounge. If I last another week, make sure I have Jack Daniels in the loser lounge, and I'll be bringing KFC when I reach. Fair enough? He put himself on mute cooking again. Look at that. He could fall in that fryer one day, you know.
Like if I fit in that fryer, then you cook me, that's all.
Pearly, listen to this one if you can leave it. Naughty, if they wanted to make it a truly national event, have it in the park, have the top 3 minutes from Junkin who perform after the service, and keep it moving. Jesus Christ.
Touché.
But I tell you, we got the biggest and best listeners in the world, but they be biggity and run right out. I love it. So Tua is out, man.
Touché. Tua is out. He's not going to play. So, you know, I'm a little bit worried about that.
Well, let's look at some of the X factors for the wild cards, all right? The NFL playoffs begin this week with the wild card round. You know, Super Wild Card Weekend?
Yeah.
12 teams are going to play this weekend. The Bills and the Bengals are known commodities, and they're not new to the postseason. But for everything we know, there are two things we don't. And it's those unknowns that are going to determine a large extent which teams advance and which ones call it a season. At least 5 quarterbacks will make their first postseason start, their postseason debut, including at least 1 rookie, Purdy, in San Francisco. Teams concerns at the position. There are inconsistent offenses, porous defenses, X-factors galore that's going to be the difference between victory and defeat. Here are the 8 top biggest X-factors in this year's playoffs, NFL playoffs. The New York Giants defense. The New York Giants are one of the biggest surprises. And Brian Daboll has got them playing well and into the postseason. And he's maximized the talent on the roster. The GM, the G-men, or the Giants are hardly loaded with star power. They rank 18th in the league in total offense and 25th in total defense. But that didn't stop the Giants from advancing to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. Since 2016. And new coordinator Don Martindale, who used to be over there in Baltimore, has got that defense playing at a level now. So this Giants defense could be getting healthy and clicking at the right time.
And we don't know which Vikings we're going to get, right?
Right. And the Minnesota Vikings have no shortage of offensive talent, whether it's Dalvin Cook or Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen or T.J. Hockenson. But which Vikings team is going to show up? The Vikings team that scores, or the Vikings team that got completely annihilated by Green Bay?
Exactly.
Seattle's number 7, Seattle Seahawks defense, another similar situation. Like the Giants, they're a surprise playoff team, but the Seahawks played one of their best defensive games of the season on Sunday against the Rams, only giving up 269 yards. And the game they played last time against the 49ers was a 21-13 game that was very tight and closer than people thought.
Yeah, but that game was when they played the 49ers, if I remember correctly.
Couple weeks ago. It was in the five.
That was early.
And then they played late, bro. I'm telling you.
The last time they played was December 15th.
So Purdy would have been a quarterback for them.
Yep. And before that, they would have played September 18th when they got beat 27-7.
Right.
And then they came back and made it a 21-13 game. I don't think they have enough for the 49ers. I don't think so.
The only way I think Seattle has a chance is if they could pass that ball down the field, because the secondary in San Francisco is beatable. If they could give Geno Smith some time to throw the ball,
they are beatable.
Lockett and Metcalf could make the difference, but it has to happen.
Yeah.
They got to give him some time to throw the ball. If he doesn't get consistent time to throw the ball, problem. All right.
You're correct.
Number six biggest X factor, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. There's been no shortage written and said about the struggles of Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. But for all the scoring the Bucs haven't done, offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich told reporters, exaggerated. He says, I think there's been moments when we really haven't been that bad. I think you guys over-exaggerated because we look different. The numbers say that we're not that far off. We're off on third down and red zone, Leftwich said. It's disappointing, those two things, for us as a team. With who we have talent-wise. But when you really listen to people talk about us, that's emotions talking. Call on Leftwich. You're really trying to go out there to cover up for that porous offense you all got. But anyway, there's been glimpses of the potent offense. Week 17, they beat the Carolina Panthers, threw up 30 points and had 478 yards, but then kind of came back to earth last week against Atlanta. So who is going to show up? And that's a great segue for the number five X factor, the Jekyll and Hyde Dallas Cowboys. Which team is going to show up? That's
I don't know. While I expect the Cowboys to win, I would never sleep on a Brady team.
On a Brady team.
Particularly in the playoffs, and particularly they have a 7-0 record against Dallas.
Now,
his record is 7-0.
Right. On paper, the Cowboys are a fair bit better than the Buccaneers. But just as Tampa Bay has struggled offensively, consistency and turnovers have plagued Dallas. So that plays right into the wheelhouse of Tampa, how they win, making you turn the ball over. So,
And
I'll tell you, if the Cowboys make a quick exit, so will Mike McCarthy, so will Kellen Moore. Dan Quinn either gets the job or Sean Payton gets the job. One of the two.
Tuesday morning.
Monday night before the flight.
See, look here. Y'all ain't coming on this plane. Y'all need to get your
damn
ride
Skippy. Pull a Jimmy Johnson and Kervin Richards. No, you fumbled in this game. You cut. You fly home on your own dime. You ain't on this team no more. Jimmy didn't play that, bro. The Minnesota Vikings defense, big X factor. Are you going to show up? Are you going to be competitive? Minnesota got to the playoffs and they were outscored by 3 points. They won 12 games, but were outscored by three points. How could you give up more points than you score and have 12 wins?
Because they played, the one thing you give them, they played close games well. They never folded, and they either win or get beat by single digits.
The number three X factor, first-time playoff quarterback. This is going to be a great duel between Herbert and your guy, Lawrence. I think that's going to be a nice game between a solid game.
That's the game I want to watch. I think that's going to, I mean, rather than
I think
Dolphins,
that's going to be I think it'll be a very entertaining game.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good game.
Number two on the list.
And while they have the Chargers as a two-point favorite, I really believe the Giants can pull this one off.
Number two, Tua and the Dolphins quarterbacks.
He's out.
So now we know.
We're in trouble.
It's going to be Skylar Thompson. And the number one X factor, Lamar Jackson's.
I had a conversation with a diehard Dolphin last night and yesterday. And he provoked me to raising my voice. Earl, why are you? And he's talking really calm. Earl, why are you raising your voice? I said, because you talking, and I couldn't say the word. I can't say the words on radio, what I said. You know, but isn't, can you say there at least a possibility? I say, not with Skylar Thompson. If it ain't Tua, I'm concerned. I think with Tua, the Dolphins had a chance, a very good chance to win that game because of the fact that they're division rivals, the fact that they played each other close, the fact that they know each other. But, wait, I don't know. I don't know. I got to, it's a little early. Let's talk again about that one on Friday.
Yeah. I tell you, a lot of folks cautiously optimistic about that game. For some reason, they think, you know.
Taylor Thompson is starting. You cannot dismiss that that's a division game. That's two teams that have known each other, who hate each other. And the fact that they went up to Buffalo in the cold and people thought that they couldn't perform and they did. Anything happening in Buffalo is overlooking Miami and looking at the next game. Oh, Lord of mercy. Because, you know, they may be overlooking Miami thinking, hey, we got Cincinnati next.
Right.
And they may be building up the big thing. And that, anything can happen.
And that Lamar Jackson, if that knee is okay, you never know. He might pull out upset in Cincinnati as well, too.
That's a possibility, too. But I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. But I can see Buffalo. And you know, you can't see that because they are both rivals as well. I mean, Cincinnati and the Ravens hate each other. And it was almost the game was almost in Baltimore. Which would have been a travesty to me.
All right. Well, listen, we got some NFL news coming up. For the final 10 today, we got...
Two was the last one. I thought it was one more after Tua.
Well, it was Lamar Jackson, his knee. And oh, mentioned it.
Okay. All
so
right,
let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got our pigskin, our pro picks coming up for the night. We got some NBA, some college basketball to look at. And Jane Slater will be taking us home today. All right. From the NFL Network, she got some news on the Dallas Cowboys with some upcoming reinforcements. So Dallas might be getting some reinforcements come playoff time. And I think one Xavier Rhodes might be in that equation as well, too. Ex-Buffalo Bill who just got cut. And it's looking like James Washington, who just got cut from the Cowboys, might sign with the Giants and end up in the playoffs as well. So you see, some people just...
You can sign somebody that quick. I mean, like,
once they clear waivers.
That's interesting.
So we'll check all that stuff out on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday. The Talking Heads continues right after this.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. You set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year and win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Come and play the throw and win game this Saturday, January 14th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Extra Value Nassau Village. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Young cars, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty and your company along with Earl of Pearl right up until 6 o'clock. Don't forget the final 10 today. We've got the NFL Network, Jane Slater, an update on the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game coming up next Monday night. Yeah. Putting us all the way on Monday night, eh, Pearly?
I see that.
Putting all the pressure.
The NFL, hats off to their marketing program. These guys know how to do it, but
yes, they do. I cannot tell you where to lie. They
got one more week. You got one more week of Monday Night Football.
That's one more week. That's a beautiful thing. All right, let's look at the games on tap tonight, Brother Pearly. And you got a bevy of games on tap tonight. Good lineup tonight. You got the Timberwolves and the Pistons. I like the T-Wolves to win that game.
Yep. Okay.
You got the Bulls and the Washington Wizards. I don't know. Something about these Wizards been playing some good ball lately, you know.
They really have been, you know. They really have been.
I'm thinking I got to look at if the Wizards are getting some points, I might take the Wizards and the points in this one. The Bulls have been sluggish lately, brother.
I'll take the Wizards with the points for the Bulls. I'll take the Wizards for the points. Well, I mean, shoot, it's only 1.5.
Yeah? So hold on. Who's favorite in that game?
The Bulls by 1.5.
They take the Wizards in that 1.5 points, man. They might get that game for real. The Bucks and the Hawks, I like the Bucks to win that one.
Yeah.
The Pelicans and the Celtics.
Everybody beating the Hawks.
Hey, listen, too. The Pelicans and the Celtics. Since when the Pelicans
got... I think Zion out. I think Zion is out.
Right. I'm gonna lean with the Celtics at home in this one, but since when the Pelicans get to 25-16?
Oh, they're playing some good basketball, but the Zion business is balling.
And Brandon Ingram, why the Lakers traded Brandon Ingram? Why? Why?
And let's not talk about that.
Why?
Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
You see why he's still PO'd with this organization? All right, Pacers and the Knicks. Yeah. Pacers and the Knicks. I like the Knicks to get this one done, even though Buddy them been playing some good ball. But the Knicks play good at home. Spurs on the road against the Grizzlies. With or without Ja Morant, Mike, the Grizzlies are going to win.
Yeah, everybody beat the Spurs too. Okay.
Suns and the Nuggets. I like the Nuggets at home. The Suns are 21-21. What happened to them? The bottom has completely fallen out.
Injuries. I think
it's called the curse of Chris Paul. Get you to the playoffs 1 year, have you in the gutter the next.
No, I ain't saying nothing. Go right ahead. Carry on smartly.
Rockets and the Kings. I like the Kings at home, man, over the Rockets.
I like the Kings.
I think it is a good lineup tonight. And all these games, like I said, simply log on to thebettinggame.com. Check out the sports book, bet it, and forget it. And always play responsibly. But like I say, check out that sports book. Plenty ways to play, plenty ways to win. And you got some good games to choose from tonight in the NBA. You also got a full docket of college basketball going on as well. So things looking good.
You got a good one coming up. And you got a couple of good ones. You got a good one coming up with Connecticut and Marquette. And then you got Alabama and Arkansas. Alabama's a really good basketball team.
Good college program. Good college team is correct. Very sneaky good right there. So keep an eye out on them as well in March. March Madness is going to be faster than me, no, Pearly. Faster than me, no. All right, Pearls. Time to wrap it up, man. What you putting in the fry tonight, man? You got any shout-outs?
I'm doing a little barbecue chicken. And so I'm doing some glazed carrots. I'm trying something different with some glazed carrots today.
Okay. Barbecue chicken and glazed carrots.
Yeah, with some mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potato and carrots. You got you healthy, doing the healthy thing.
Well, you know.
Sound like your better half cooking for you tonight.
No, I'm cooking. I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm holding the top of the chicken as we squeak to slip it back into the air fryer.
Anyway, go handle your business, Chef Pearly. We'll talk tomorrow. Sounds like you're cooking.
Somebody said we should have a segment. I think I have a segment on a sports talk. You'll need that one alone.
A segment?
I must give the sports recipe for the game.
Yeah, we need to do that. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Keep them as your better half. That's a good idea. We can talk with Chef Calderon and get that incorporated for the Dog Days of Sports. I can hear your theme music now. Someone's in the kitchen with Pearly. Someone's in the kitchen. I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Pearly. Burning up the air fryer, so. Boom. That's it. We go into the break. We got Jane Slater and the NFL crew taking us home in the final 10 today. So let's get to the break, and we'll see you mañana right here on Talking Heads. Appreciate you, Pearly. Enjoy your meal. We'll see you mañana.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes with cream. Sip a Dunkin' Peppermint Mocha Latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' Brown Sugar Cookie Latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' Holiday Lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
This team last year won and done to the postseason, losing to the San Francisco 49ers. You know what everyone's saying, right? Like, if the Cowboys lose this game, then, well, you know.
Could anything happen in this playoff game Monday that could put Mike McCarthy's job status in question for next year?
No. I don't even want to. No. That's it. I don't need to go into all the positives or minuses, but we're not seeing any. We're not basing. I've got a lot more to evaluate Mike McCarthy on than this playoff game.
You made a remark after last year's game that they were nervous a little bit going into that game.
I technically said nervous and backed it up. Okay, so let's
be factual. What is your mindset, the confidence of this team?
I think just like anything, where I was going with my answer is the experience. I don't think playoff experience is something you have to have. I think like anything in life, experience is a good thing, but it's clearly not necessary. I mean, we know how to prepare to beat a team. We know how to go on the road and win. So we understand the what's in front of us.
So there's all of that going on here, right? Brian Baldinger, Jane Slater, live at the Star, the Ford Center, Frisco, Texas. All the while, Mike McCarthy, Jane, is trying to find a way to beat Tom Brady here, who has never lost to the Dallas Cowboys. He's 7-0.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to go here because it is such a frustrating storyline, and I understand why my friends at 105.3 The Fan, Sean Sharif, asked the question, but this is a 12-5 coach who's lost so many guys to injuries. And Baldy, you and I were talking about this ahead of the segment. One of the big issues for them has been defensively. We can talk about the offense, but defensively, they're having a lot of problems at their cornerback position. They lost Jordan Lewis. They lost Anthony Brown. And they've just been throwing a lot at the wall, seeing what sticks, and not a lot has. Now, the good news is that it looks like they're getting Xavier Woods in here. Now, Xavier Woods has only been here about a week. He got acclimated in practice last Saturday. And according to Mike McCarthy, they're going to be working in him a lot more this week. So we'll see what he's able to do. They also lost Jerron Bland last week. And Jerron Bland has had a really impressive rookie season so far. He'll be able to practice this week. They're also getting reinforcements with Leighton Vander Esch, who McCarthy called the quarterback on defense, wearing the green dot. And how he helps this team essentially is he frees up guys like Jayron Kearse and gets this group settled. Still, you are going up against a formidable opponent in Tom Brady, who I love the clip. If you guys saw the Mic'd Up segment that was released this week, Mike Evans asking Tom Brady what his record was against the Cowboys, and he for sure knew it. They need to tighten things up around here. The Cowboys defense has allowed 10 more points per game and registered 2.8 fewer sacks over their last five. And I've been at some of these games. They've made guys like Sam Howell and Josh Dobbs in their recent NFL starts look all world. If you talk to anyone around here, yes, they are worried about Tom Brady. Yes, they are worried about facing a team like the Bucs, who can get hot, particularly the fourth quarter. But more importantly, they said they've got to just focus on not beating themselves, which is exactly what they did against Washington in all three phases of the game.
It would be pretty crazy. Xavier Rhodes is out there after signing just this week in a playoff game. We've seen crazier, but that would be out there. The other side of this here, there's the Brady angle, there's the Dak angle. Baldy, we talked a lot about this on Monday. He now has picks in seven consecutive games.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, when I watch Dak right now, just going back real quick to Mike McCarthy about confidence and experience, I mean, Dak is going to make his fifth start in the playoffs. And he's certainly capable of making great throws like he did last week with 10 seconds to go. In the second quarter, C.D. Lamb in the slot right here, bracket coverage against it, his back foot and release the ball, perfect throw. I mean, this is what Dak and C.D. and Dak and Schultz and Gallo, all these guys could do it, like step and throw. Now, that's there. That was a great throw. Got him back in the game right before the half. But he also had these kind of miscues. And this is a timing thing. This is stack formation here, Andrew. We got Gallup in front. Like, he's going to run the coverage off. And C.D. Lamb is purposely slow playing. And there he is. But if you watch this, Dak doesn't stay on. Now, CeeDee Lamb is a router. You have to be patient with these guys. Let him win. Now, he wins the route. This is third down and six, by the way. That's a first down throw. But Dak got off it too quickly. The timing isn't there. And if you watch him right here go through his progressions from the end zone, we call this the end zone shot. Like, here he is. Like, feet look, he's looking left right there. And that's exactly where he should be throwing the ball. The protection's good enough. And then once he leaves the pocket, all he does is throw the ball away. I'll give you one more example. Because his initial read here, Michael Gallup's down at the bottom, takes a little time to run this curl route. So he looks left right here. He sees the coverage. That's fine. The protection is good. Come back and make this throw. With anticipation, on the curl right here to Gallup. And he does this instead. You watch it from the end zone right now. And this is the timing that has to be better. Because here he is. He's looking left right here. He knows he's got Gallup to the right. That's the progression. All right, come back. There's the throw. Make it. All right? You got plenty of protection to make that throw. And then he does this, which is basically just throwing the ball away and taking the sack. So I see timing issues with this offense right now. And you don't want to have those going into the playoffs right now.
No, you don't. And if they were to lose this game, then look, we go back to the initial part of this conversation. The Cowboys can't live in that world. They have to live in a world that says, yeah, we're going to go hand Tom Brady. Maybe a loss in his last game is a bucket in. Perhaps. I mean, we haven't even gotten to that part of the conversation yet this week either. Thank you, Jane. Akeem Hicks. Akeem, great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to see you, too.
Good to see you. How does it feel to have to wait the entire weekend to play Monday night? I mean, it's super wild card weekend, but you're watching a lot of football this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess for us, you know, we had the battle to get in the first place, you know, for some of the situations that we put ourselves in early in the season. So I think that coming into that last game and having that solidified, although you want to know who you're about to play, you got to live in that moment and appreciate the fact that you're going to get a chance to play in this tournament.
Hey, everyone's happy that they're in. Obviously, despite the record, despite the 8-9, you guys are still division champions, back-to-back division champions for the first time in franchise history. And as mentioned, you get a team that you have seen before. What is the key, Akeem, to stopping this Cowboys run game?
Oh man, it's a tough run game. You got Zeke back there, and he's toting that thing like he has since he came in the league. So you just got to put your hard hat on and play good, tough, strong ball against this offensive line, who's highly rated.
Very good offensive line. Clearly, you and Vita Vea, kind of a tag team there, stopping the run game. Does Tony Pollard give them, Akeem, a dimension that is more difficult to prepare for with his ability as a pass catcher as well on the outside?
Yeah, no question. We got a good dose of his highlights today during our film sessions, and watching how he gets out there in space and makes people move, his agility, his quickness. He's a dynamic running back. You just got to be able to play those guys. They're sprinkled throughout the league.
Akeem, what do you see on tape right now from Dak? Everyone likes to point to the interceptions. What do you see?
I've always been a fan of Dak. I think he plays really good ball. I think he controls the offense. I think he plays his position, you know, up against the top echelon of the league. I just feel that, any Sunday you got to go out there and play a dynamic quarterback. You got to bring your stuff. You know, you got to be prepared to play against him and his feet, to stop him when he's throwing the ball. He's a well-rounded quarterback, and you just got to be prepared for it.
Akeem, what about you personally? Got a sack last week, right? So you personally heading into the postseason here with a little momentum?
Oh, definitely, man. My juice is always high. I think it's one of the things that I do well. You know, I'm always excited to play football.
Akeem, is the juice high, though, in Tampa? Like, when you're walking around town, how collectively does the town feel about this team?
Oh man, so this being my first year here, I've really gotten to experience some of the culture that they've been able to build here in the last few years. And I think that, the city is definitely riding with us. I don't think that's a question. I think that they know what they have in our quarterback room. And, they want to make sure that they get to enjoy that.